As in most countries, learning to ride a bicycle begins at an early age for the Dutch. The difference is that they do not abandon their bikes as they grow older. Herman Schaper is the permanent representative of the Netherlands to the United Nations.
We have 17 million people in the Netherlands, 18 million bicycles. So very many people indeed commute on a bicycle. It's not 100%, of course. There are also people who go by trains and have their own cars. But we have a very high percentage of people commuting.
The Netherlands is a relatively small and flat country, making it particularly perfect for biking. Motorists are also accustomed to sharing the roads with cyclists, thus keeping things safe. Biking is good for the body, but it also helps to keep the planet healthy. And that is the goal of the Rio Plus 20 conference, which begins in Brazil next week.
If you look at the predictions on developing countries become richer and cities become larger and how much more transport will be needed, it is very important that, particularly in those countries, and in China that's already happening, that people are aware of the role bicycles can play in helping to solve some of those problems, which will inevitably appear at a certain moment when modernization continues and urbanization continues.
Ambassador Schaper is leading the pack of permanent representatives heading from the United Nations on Friday afternoon. Other UN officials and representatives of NGOs are participating in the bike ride. And although he is not part of the ride, avid cyclist Douglas Rose welcomes the initiative. The retired UN translator, who still works for the organization every now and then, has been braving New York City traffic since arriving here in 1969.
It's been a long, hard haul, but recently there have been dramatic changes in bike lanes in the city. For example, on First Avenue from the UN going north, they've recently installed a new one, and it's a protected bike lane, which is very important. I mean, not like this thing, which is a share. You imagine sharing with all this traffic. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Can you describe this bike lane that we're standing in front
of? That is a shared bike lane, which means you share it with all these drivers who don't care a damn about bikers and they want you out of their way, and they can get angry if you stick to your lane. And I usually avoid them.
And I don't know if you're aware, but on Friday there's going to be a bike ride organized by the UN and the Dutch mission.
I like the idea of sustainable development, and it's high time we got away from this belief in the car as the only way of getting around, and the Rio conference might help to promote that. I hope it will.
That was Douglas Rose, a retired UN translator, talking about riding his bicycle in New York City. Deanne Penn, United Nations.